Hello, this is Alex Criswell coming to you live from Michigan City, Indiana, in the month of February of the year 2014. Today, we will learn how to portion an Olive Garden salad. First, we will cover the basics of portioning and the required equipment and ingredients to complete the specified task. Thereafter, we will learn the process of how Olive Garden salads are made with the short conclusion of why salad portioning is important to you and the restaurant. So join me, Olive Garden workers, in this short instructional journey on portioning an Olive Garden salad. Properly portioning an Olive Garden salad. Salad portioning is required as part of Olive Garden's standards. Salads are portioned according to the number of guests who order salad with their meal, which includes 1 to 2 guests, 3 guests, or 4 to 5 guests. The chart, which is also included in your training materials, shows the correct amount of ingredients for a properly portioned Olive Garden salad according to the guest count. The steps of this process include: sanitize the work surface, gather equipment, retrieve ingredients, washing hands and putting on food handling gloves, balance or tear the digital scale, and portion the salad according to the guest group size. The work surface needs to be sanitized prior to portioning out a salad. To sanitize the work surface, a towel, bucket, potable water, and a quaternary ammonium sanitizer packet will be needed. Mix the quaternary ammonium packet contents with 1 gallon of lukewarm water in a sanitizer bucket. Submerge the towel into the bucket containing the sanitizer solution to ensure all areas of the towel are moistened, and then wring it dry. Wipe the damp sanitizer towel across your work surface, covering all exposed areas you will be working with, and allow the wiped surface to air dry. The following materials or equipment will be needed to properly portion an Olive Garden salad: an Olive Garden salad bowl and tongs, a digital scale, a 1 ounce ladle, 2 ounce spoodle, plastic brown tongs, metal salad tongs, food handling gloves, and assorted steam table pans for ingredient storage. All necessary food ingredients for an Olive Garden salad include Olive Garden salad mix, sliced Roma tomatoes, pepperoncinis, black olives, red onion slices, Olive Garden signature salad dressing, and homestyle croutons. Before the salad portioning process, a food handler is required to wash their hands and apply gloves prior to handling ready-to-eat food. Washing your hands is not a complex task, but it must be done correctly in order to prevent the spread of germs that cause foodborne illness. Food workers will need to wash their hands with hot water and soap while vigorously rubbing their hands together under the water for at least 20 to 25 seconds, and then drying your hands with a single-use paper towel. Once you have washed your hands, you may put on food handling gloves in order to handle ready-to-eat food and prevent cross-contamination. In order to weigh an Olive Garden salad properly, individuals must be able to balance a digital scale prior to portioning the salad. To use the scale, you will need to place it on a flat surface and then power it on. Place the Olive Garden salad bowl with the tongs onto the scale, and you will see the weight of the salad bowl and tongs displayed on the scale screen. In order to weigh the salad greens, the employee will need to zero out or tear the scale. To do this, press the zero or tear button on the scale, and the scale display will now display 0 ounces. You are now ready to portion an Olive Garden salad. For this demonstration, a 1 to 2 guest salad will be portioned. However, the method demonstrated is the required technique used when portioning a salad. It is imperative that employees follow the provided chart in your training materials to accurately portion a salad. Begin your salad portioning by placing salad greens in the Olive Garden salad bowl on the balanced digital scale. The scale screen will display the weight of the lettuce, and we will need 5.6 ounces for 1 to 2 guest salad. Once you have your required weight, begin placing 2 Roma tomato slices, 2 pepperoncinis, 2 black olives, and 6 red onion rings into the salad bowl. Be sure to place the ingredients in a uniform order to allow for proper food presentation. Finish the salad with 2 ounces of Olive Garden Signature salad dressing and 10 croutons. Once complete, you may remove your gloves and prepare to deliver the salad to your guests. Now that we are ready to serve our Olive Garden salad, let's take a moment to understand the need for portioning. The need for portioning is a vital aspect within the hospitality industry, as portioning is considered a crucial factor in controlling food service cost. So how much is too much? For example, Roma tomatoes are $3 per pound, with about 5 per pound weighing at 3 ounces each. With 6 slices per tomato, it roughly figures to about 19 cents per ounce. With an overage of 1 slice at a half an ounce each, at about 100 servings per day, the annual cost of this overage is nearly $3,500 for this single product alone. Imagine how many of these products, whether it be salad ingredients, Alfredo sauce, or breadsticks, you give just a little bit extra on. It's like throwing your profits into the trash. So how does it affect you? Well, inadequate portioning can lead to confused guests, because a guest may receive an overportioned item at one time and then a smaller portion at the next, and it may affect your tip in the end. With the loss of profit, budget cuts will take place, and this can include loss of employee incentives such as free gifts or pizza parties or any other type of employee party, or even the loss of jobs. Remember, overportioning is against the Olive Garden standards, and company policy requires that corrective action up to including termination will result if employees do not follow portioning standards. If all employees effectively portion food, food costs will remain low and bring substantial profit to the restaurant. Let's review what we've learned today. Now, you should understand the basic concept of portioning within the restaurant by guest groups. You can gather the needed ingredients for the salad and identify the required equipment to create it. You can describe the process of how salads are made and state the purpose of portioning and why it is vital to the operations of the restaurant and to your job. I thank you for joining me today, and I will be back with more instructional podcasts on common tasks at the Olive Garden. Be sure to come back to this podcast when you need a quick refresher on the Olive Garden salad portioning process. This is Alex Griswold signing out for today, and hope you come back soon for upcoming podcasts and other instructional materials. Please note, this podcast was created for educational purposes only and is not meant to represent or dictate any company training materials or proprietary information.